This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Tess Vigeland. Yesterday, we talked to farmer Ace Billups in Hill City, Kansas. The searing heat wave across large swaths of the U.S. is killing his crops. One question we asked him was whether events like this ever make him rethink his chosen profession.
If this here would have hit this bad 20, 30 years ago, you know, it might have took you out in 1 year, but it's going to take a lot more than that to get rid of us. But some younger kid, I mean, it's pretty depressing.
But even for younger farmers, it turns out this may be a great time to be working the land. We're joined now by someone who kind of straddles both the rural and the urban world. Chrystia Freeland is the editor of Thomson Reuters Digital, and her father just happens to operate a big farm in Alberta, Canada. Welcome.
Thank you.
Now, you write about this in the current Atlantic magazine, and your family have been farmers going all the way back to, what, the 1910s?
Yes, my dad still farms where my great-grandfather's homestead was.
Well, it seems like it would be really hard to be a farmer nowadays, probably always. But your article reads the opposite. In fact, you quote someone from the Federal Reserve saying farmers are flush with cash. Why is that?
It's really two reasons. One is we are in the middle, maybe really the beginning of a global commodity boom. The rise of the emerging markets, the fact that hundreds of millions of people in China, in India, are getting richer means there's a lot more demand for food. The other thing is the technology revolution, the efficiency revolution that we're all very familiar with when it comes to manufacturing, that has happened on farms too.
Yeah, in fact, you mentioned that before World War II, it took 100 man-hours to produce 100 bushels of corn, and now it takes 2 hours. Can you give us some examples of what that technology is?
So right now, when I was a teenager, I used to work on my dad's farm. It was how I spent my summers, and I really enjoyed it. I could get a great tan that way. And I said to my dad this spring that, you know, maybe I'd like to take a week off and come work on the farm again. And he sort of very politely and gently said, probably that's not such a good idea because I'm not qualified to drive the equipment anymore.
Wow.
It's not mechanized, but computerized. So your combine is connected to your seed drill. So your seed drill, you know, and this works over years, but your seed drill then knows what you harvested the previous year. And that influences how much you seed, how much fertilizer you put in different parts of the field. So less of your seed, less of your fertilizer is wasted. And that's really important because agricultural inputs are expensive.
You mention in the piece that your dad is, shall we say, not a struggling poor farmer. And, you know, the gentleman from the Federal Reserve Bank of Kansas City certainly backs that up. But certainly there must be a lot of struggling farmers.
Well, there's a real winner-take-all process going on. And what has happened is if you are able to farm at scale, and this is a crucial point, you know, my dad can run a farm successfully because he's been at it for a long time, because, you know, he farmed with my grandfather, he farmed with his own grandfather, and so he owns a lot of land. And that is what makes it economically effective. If you or I wanted to start our own farm right now without that capital in place, we wouldn't be able to do it. And if you're someone who, say, owns 200 or 300 or 400 acres and that's it, you're going to have a very, very hard time surviving and probably, you know, you'll end up selling to one of the bigger farmers.
You speak very fondly of your memories of being on the farm. Any chance you would give up the big city life someday and go back?
Well, what I say to my dad is I would just like him to hang on long enough for me to get to be sufficiently successful that I can spend, you know, 3 or 4 months on the farm and do my day job in journalism the rest of the year. we're negotiating.
Chrystia Freeland is the editor of Thomson Reuters Digital, and her article about today's modern farming is in the current issue of the Atlantic magazine. Thanks so much for being with us.
Pleasure.